it's time to embark on another road trip. So we're going to take you on a journey. I know some of you will be doing your own road trips at the moment, so you're in good company because we have David Tennant taking us on a road trip today. Hello. So the next 20 minutes, we're going to be going on this fantastic journey. It's an imaginary journey. You get to pick what we're driving, so the vehicle that we're going in, where we're going to, the destination, and most importantly, what we're going to play on the stereo as well. So you get to choose the music. And we'll learn a bit more about you along the way.
Well, you might. I might play my cards very close to my chest.
Oh, I know what you're like.
I might remain enigmatic.
You can try.
I'll try.
Okay. What should we travel in, first of all? What kind of car?
Well, I would like to establish some ground rules. Is it like this car? Well, because the destination and the car are kind of linked. Can this be some kind of magical cross-ocean type car? Or is it very much a trip that we could actually be going on?
No. Fantasy is fine.
Yeah, okay. Because I've never been to Australia.
Okay.
So I'd quite like to go to Australia without a large carbon footprint. So I thought I might take this opportunity. Which probably means we have to travel in some kind of perhaps slightly trippy magical car.
That sounds great.
Powered by, I guess, by some kind of green renewable energy source.
Okay.
Powered by old shoes or something, I don't know.
Can we not just take the TARDIS? Can you not just kind of set the coordinations and go to do Australia in the TARDIS?
It has a very bad car stereo, so that would let us down for the rest of the feature.
Right, okay. So we're going in some kind of magical mystery mobile.
Why not?
What colour should it be?
Let's get a bit of 60s. Well, then it should probably be a bright yellow, like the submarine.
Perfect. Yeah. We're going in the yellow submarine.
Let's go in the yellow submarine. Come on.
Okay. And whereabouts in Australia? What kind of...
I don't know. I've never been. Have you been?
No, I've never been to Australia, no.
I don't know much about it, but I know that people who've been are very keen.
Sydney are quite fancy going to.
Sydney, the Opera House is very pretty, isn't it?
And
let's
then
head for there, and then we'll head out from there.
Okay, fine. What are the essential items that the doctor needs when we go on this road trip, or you need on the road trip?
What is an essential item for it?
What do you need?
Obviously, we need some kind of stereo or MP3 player.
Yeah. Food, sustenance.
Yeah, obviously.
What do you eat then? What would you be snacking?
I would like the catering to be done. Obviously, we're on the BBC. I'm not going to name exactly where I wanted to be from, but there's a chain of restaurants in Britain which like to grill chicken in peri-peri sauce. A few bags from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll keep us going all the way to Australia. That'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be good.
Other grilled chicken restaurants are available.
Okay, before we start the journey, I want to introduce you to SatNav for today. Okay.
Hello, David Tennant.
Aww.
It's John Barrowman here. And guess what? I'm the voice of your satellite navigation system for this road trip.
Funny enough, he is in life.
Is he generally?
I have John strapped to the front of my car at all times.
Like those little cuddly toys that lorry drivers have.
Yeah, that's nice. It's nice to hear him there.
Yeah, you might hear him again.
Good.
So we'll start at the beginning of your story, David Tennant's story. When you were a kid, did you want to be an actor?
Yes.
From what age?
About 3.
And how did this manifest itself?
Because of Doctor Who. Because at 3, I watched John Pertwee turn into Tom Baker and quizzed my parents about the whole, what that was, what the process was. I very quickly got the idea of what actors were and wanted to be one.
And so when you were at school, were you doing lots of, were you in all the plays, wanting the lead roles?
There weren't a lot. I did what plays there were. In primary school, there was one called Gypsum's Journey, and I played Gypsum in that.
What did you have to do?
I was a goblin.
Incorrect turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I had to wear green tights, which, you know, when you're 10, is a little bit embarrassing.
There are photographs of this?
Not that you're ever going to see, I know. And we had a sort of silk green pointy hat with little latex ears stapled to it.
I don't need photographs. It's there in my head already.
I'm painting a vivid image.
You are? Was it because you liked the craft of acting, or was it because you were kind of quite a show-off? Because there are kind of different types of actors. I'd imagine John Barrowman, for example, might have kind of been an extrovert.
Reverse the polarity.
You don't strike me as that person.
I don't know. I suppose I was a bit of a show-off because I liked being up on the stage and telling the stories, I guess. Mm. But it was always I wanted to be in those stories. That was what fascinated me. I was watching things like Doctor Who on the TV and thinking, I want to be in that. That's what I want to be, part of that world.
Oh, whoa. Keep left of the next Milky Way and mind out for the asteroids. And by the way, why don't you tell everybody who convinced you to buy your hybrid car?
Oh.
Oh, he's taking the credit for that now, is he?
What's that about?
John, we both drive hybrid cars, John and I, and he got his first. And he was persuading me that it was a good idea. I mean, I didn't need that much persuading. I think he's being slightly cheeky and taking the credit there.
Right, tell us some music, first of all, your first choice.
I've gone quite high concept with my choices of records. What I've decided to do is I'm picking the first record I ever bought, and then I'm going to pick the next record I've bought, which hasn't even arrived yet. I've ordered it, I haven't even got it yet.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, we'll do what I'm listening to at the moment. Do you like that?
Yeah, no, that's a good concept. That works for me. So I'm very intrigued to see what your first record was.
The first record I ever bought, I bought it from Woolworths in Paisley. Mm-hmm. 7-inch single. I've still got it. I think it cost 79p. She's still going strong.
Okay.
She was also my sexual awakening, quite frankly. She was all over my bedroom wall. It's Madonna with Like a Virgin.